BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Several thousand people have been taking part in marches in Washington and New York to protest against police violence in the United States. The demonstrations follow recent high-profile cases of killings of unarmed black men by U.S. police. Many demonstrators braving the cold weather carry placards saying Black Lives Matter and Stop Racist Police. The civil rights leader, Al Sharpton, told the crowds in Washington legislative change was needed.
We come to Washington to call on this Congress and national government to do what was done before. We need national legislation and intervention to save us from state grand juries that say it's all right to choke people even on tape and you won't bring them to court.
The Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, has claimed victory over the International Criminal Court after the chief prosecutor, Fatou Bensouda, halted investigations into alleged war crimes in Darfur. Mike Saunders has more.
President Bashir said the ICC had tried to make Sudan kneel, but his people were adamant that no Sudanese official should appear before a colonial court. The ICC has had a bad month. First, it dropped the case against Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta over his alleged involvement in post-election killings in 2008. Then Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni said African Union members should leave the ICC to the whites, a jibe that chimes with African indignation that the court has focused entirely on Africa since it was set up in 2002.
Bolivia's military and police forces have begun registering overweight members in their ranks after President Evo Morales complained that too many of them were out of shape. Here's Candice Piet.
Bolivian press reports say data on the weight and fitness of candidates will be registered during the next round of professional exams. And following complaints from the rank and file, the government has been providing sports equipment to improve fitness facilities. Police and military officials have also forbidden overweight members from wearing uniforms until they're fit enough to get into them. That move may already have delivered results, if unexpected ones. In the town of Oruro, south of La Paz, two policemen patrolling in civilian clothing succeeded in catching some thieves in a street market, apparently because they weren't in uniform.
At least seven people have been killed in a suicide attack on a bus carrying soldiers in the Afghan capital Kabul. The Taliban says it carried out the attack. In a day of violence across the country, militants have also killed a senior judicial official and at least 11 people working to clear unexploded ordnance in Helmand in the south. BBC News. The United States Senate is holding a rare Saturday session for a series of votes on a huge spending bill that lawmakers need to approve to avert a government shutdown. The bill, worth $1.1 trillion, is to fund the federal government until September next year. Washington's current spending authority expires at midnight on Saturday. The bill has already been passed by the House of Representatives. Delegates to the United Nations Climate Summit in Peru are considering a compromise outline of an agreement on how to tackle global warming on an unscheduled 13th day of talks. But the draft text has been rejected by several developing countries. China said it put too much burden on the poor to limit greenhouse gas emissions compared with the rich countries, which have burned most fossil fuels. The American envoy, Todd Stern, urged all nations to accept the compromise text, or efforts to draw up a legally binding agreement next year in Paris would be threatened.
Failing to produce the decision before us will be seen as a major breakdown and will deal a serious blow to the confidence of parties and others as we approach Paris, and indeed to the hope of a Paris agreement.
There's been another near encounter between a civilian plane and a Russian military aircraft in the Baltic. Eyewitness reports speak of the Russian plane being on a collision course with a passenger jet. The Swedish Defense Minister said the Russian plane had been flying with its transponder switched off. He called the Russian action serious, unacceptable, and downright dangerous. The people of Japan are going to the polls shortly to vote in a snap parliamentary election called last month by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe wants to continue his program of economic change and is seeking a fresh mandate to do so. He and his Liberal Democratic Party are being tipped to win decisively. BBC News.